מה עושים הלאה?
יש,
what are we doing next?
We can have a lesson on serve the Lord with gladness or the peace.
Let's try this option.
Serve the Lord, serve the Creator with joy.
Yes. Why is this important? Because if we are not in joy, constant, permanent joy, in each and every state, it's a sign we're not pleased with the Creator. If we're not pleased with the Creator, it's as if we're rejecting Him, pushing Him away from us. Then how can we reach a connection? That's the whole purpose of creation, to reach adhesion of the created being in the Creator. And this is why we have to be in joy all the time. How else is it possible that the Creator created the world and I'm not pleased with it? With myself, with Him, with people, doesn't matter whom. But I'm not content. It's as if I'm throwing this away, saying, I don't understand why you created, what you did, what's going on. Your world is wrong. It's true that this is the way I feel, but I have to, along with that, understand that this feeling is a result of my state of not being correct. Except for myself, nothing is required to correct. If I can correct myself, the whole world will seem to be as paradise to me, as the Garden of Eden. Let's see what they write.
Serve the Creator with joy. Zohar Lam, portion of Vayechi, item 116-117. Divinity is present only in the whole place.
Divinity is the presence of the Creator inside a person.
Divinity is present only in a whole place and not in a deficient place or a flawed place or a place of sadness, but in a proper place, a place of joy. It is written, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with singing. There is no service of the Creator unless out of joy.
That's what the book of Zohar says. Yes. Well, this is written. Now the question, how can we reach this state that we're always in gladness? And in truth, as it is written some elsewhere, the gladness is a result of good actions, good deeds. Oh, it's in number two, right? Okay, read number two.
Gladness is discerned as upper illumination that appears by man, which is good deeds.
If we're doing good actions, you can be certain that we are in gladness, for sure. If we're not in gladness, it's a sign that we're not going to have good deeds. Meaning it all depends on man, how much a person organizes himself with respect to the Creator, to his actions, and with respect to his duty. If he works properly, he should always be in joy. That's the feeling he's going to get from above. If there are any questions about this, go ahead and ask. But it's a law. We are the will to receive. If the light works properly in the will to receive, the way the will to receive awakens towards the light, the result of it is joy. Clear? Everyone agrees with everything. Yes.
What is joy? How is it expressed?
Joy means that I'm agreeing with the Creator. Whatever He created, I agree. It may be that all kinds of bad states appear to me, but through these bad states I feel how much they act correctly, in a good way, and I already see through them the good result, and what comes is gladness. Next.
Excerpt number 3 from the writings of Rabash, "For I have hardened his heart in the work." A person must be glad that at least he has a need for spirituality, whereas the rest of the people have no interest in spirituality whatsoever. And when a person appreciates this, although it is not important to him, he does appreciate it and tries to thank the Creator for this. This causes him to acquire importance for spirituality, and from this a person can be happy. By this, a person can be rewarded with dvekut.
Chisaron. That's all. What did the Creator create? A will to receive. A chisaron. If we don't use this chisaron, well, where will we receive? Where will we enjoy if I'm not filling this chisaron? This is why one should be happy about having the chisaron. The choser, it means a lack. Always yearning, always yearning. And that has to fill us. This has to be our fulfillment. Do you understand this or not? What example did I give about this, Niv?
Like a child who's in love with a girl, a boy.
Yes, a child is in love with a boy in love in a girl. Yeah, everyone had this feeling. Someone attracts me. You're 10 years old, 11 years old. Someone attracts me. And then I have this chisaron. I don't have this. I say I don't see her. But thinking about her gives me the pleasure. That's an example that you can enjoy the chisaron, the lack. Who can explain this? How you enjoy the lack? Difficult. Maybe the women can explain this to us. Yes, you.
No lo microphone so sovle mi
scherzo. Pass on the mic to this poor guy.
Услышал от товарища хороший пример. Человек устроился на хорошую работу, тяжелую, но за нее заплатит. Но он уже рад, что нашел работу.
I heard such an example of a person who was accepted to a good job and is happy. He still didn't get paid, but he's happy about it.
It illuminates to him. It shines as if he already got it. If he's confident about this workplace that they're gonna pay. But here there's something different. Yes, lady.
No.
No, if you don't have the mic, sit down. That's it. I said, don't raise your hand or do anything if you don't have the mic. That's not the way to do it. So, let's keep on. Meaning it's clear to us that we can, okay, pass on it quickly. It's clear to us that we can receive a pleasure even from something we're missing. Only out of the fact that we're missing. Why do we get the pleasure? So you have the example that I'm missing, and that's called a deficiency of love. And so why do I enjoy this?
Его любви,
I'm lacking the view, the look of the friend, his attitude, his love for me, and I yearn for that. To find new meaning in delighting the Creator and being in contact with Him.
Okay, thank you. That's also a bit naive, like a 10-year-old, but that's good. That's good. It's good. Yes. Oh. Meaning we don't know why. Let's leave this open. We don't know why. It's only that we have the example how to enjoy the deficiency. We may enjoy this chisaron if it's like a payment that I didn't yet receive, or maybe a meal we're all hoping to be served. Well, it's not going to be so soon. It's 2 hours from now, but still. We can already start, enjoy it. Even it may be that we enjoy the fact that we have the deficiency itself. Not from the future pleasure that shines from the, but the fact that I'm missing. When do I enjoy something that I'm missing? When I appreciate the subject itself that's missing. And then I live out of the deficiency. I appreciate the deficiency, and I don't want it to disappear. And I don't want to receive the fulfillment, because the deficiency is unlimited, and the fulfillment may limit it. Try to think, in what instances in life did you have these emotions? That I actually enjoyed missing something, and I want, and when I really get it, it's a disappointment, because I limit it. I wanted to go and see something, to fulfill, to take a trip, and then later, I saw it wasn't the way I was expecting it to be. I enjoyed the deficiency more than the fulfillment. Well, let's move on.
From Shamati 42, what is the acronym Elul? I am from my beloved from me, in the work. Mean. Those who want to walk in the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that his work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
Meaning you receive gladness from the will to receive, not receiving the fulfillment it wanted, it would want, and you also get joy because it's not this fulfillment it's going to get what it wants to receive, it's going to get a different fulfillment when you build above it the will to bestow. That's something you are allowed to enjoy. What do you have? What, you also felt such a thing?
No, I did not feel the example of the girl. There's a similar flirt with the Creator, right? On the one hand, we say that we want it to be revealed in the ten. But we understand that if he's revealed, we our yearning would disappear. were you seemingly afraid of it?
Yes, but what do you do?
That was the question.
There's no question. This is why the Creator, to begin with, organized these things that are without the Tzimtzum, the Masach, the Ochozer. You can never reveal Him. That's why when you do reveal, it doesn't disappear. On the contrary, it's 620 times more and more you reveal. That's a special trick.
This flirt, how is it built?
Там с ней переглядываешься. А с Творцом, то есть как он себя проявляет?
You look at the Creator.
What are you missing so that you can have these relationship with your wife?
That's a question.
Yes, это вопрос. Well,
так я к тому говорю, что вот мы в десятке строим с товарищами.
Why am I saying this? We're building in the ten the image of the Creator together.
Вы почувствуете эту силу. А с другой стороны, я забочусь о том, чтобы мы величие ее построили.
On the one hand, I give the friends the confidence that we will reveal it. On the other hand, I build the greatness and the yearning and longing for it.
This is why this is called the wisdom of a Kabbalah. Kabbalah, how to receive the revelation of godliness in a complete manner. And you're always in a chisaron. You're always yearning for more and more. And then the kli you have is infinite. You're always more and more yearning, more and more enjoying and yearning, and the light and the vessel do not extinguish each other. Do you understand what state this is about? There's nothing in this world similar to that, because every time you have the will to receive and a fulfillment, there's a short circuit, then they're both gone.
It turns out that I always run away from the meeting with this light, and I take it as a necessity.
You receive it only in order to give pleasure to another. And then this way it will exist in you in a complete whole way. That's what we learn, how to do it in order to bestow. And you learn this in the group with your friends, and then later with the Creator, and in truth, then you reach infinite, permanent pleasure. That's a wisdom. It's not simple, but it is worthwhile.
Thank you.
That's why it's called absolute love. Love which is doesn't stop, doesn't disappear. All right?
No.
Well?
Рав, я начинающий ученик, и мне непонятно, почему это наслаждение даже хисароном не является клипой.
Rav, I'm a beginner student, and I still don't understand why the pleasure from the deficiency is not considered a klipa, a shell.
Not every pleasure is a shell, is a klipa. And not every chisaron is a klipa. But rather, a klipa is considered what drives us away from the Creator, from the form of bestowal. If we are drawn to bestowal, to giving, then from giving, from bestowal, you can enjoy as much as you want. It's not that you're not allowed to have to enjoy. You're not allowed to enjoy reception. Because the moment you start enjoying reception, then both the pleasure is gone and the chisaron is gone, and the whole state becomes like zero. That's the whole problem of our world. The moment you reach something, you received it, I have no appetite anymore. I have no pleasure anymore. No desire to keep on going with anything anymore. And the more we're advancing, generation to generation, the more we are, the more we're despaired. As if we have greater pleasures and we're generating greater and greater pleasures through the media, and but eventually you see people are despaired, using drugs, committing suicide, don't know what to do with their life. Why? The world is full of pleasures compared to the way people lived 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, compared to today. But you see, people are not content. Because what we haven't learned in the increasing will to receive of ours, we haven't learned how to enjoy. That's why, ultimately, after all these despairs, the wisdom of Kabbalah is being revealed to humanity, and it explains how to really enjoy. And that's only under the condition that you do not extinguish your chisaron. So you have to be in a constant chisaron. That's why this is what we're learning, how to build Tzimtzum, Masach, Or Chozer, and Zivug Da'aka'ah, to go in striking, in Haka'ah, into the fulfillment. Then you can be in everlasting pleasure, everlasting in place, time, intensity, everything.
Can.
Yes?
No.
Я об этом и хотел спросить, будет ли у нас в ближайшем будущем общее ощущение сокращения экрана отраженного света в десятке?
Will we have a feeling of restriction screen and reflected light in the near future in the 10?
Otherwise it's impossible. Otherwise this is impossible. If it's not common, no one will have it.
Can be any other way. So this field you spoke of today, at least according to the translation, it sounds like a general force, a general field.
Yes.
I'll
ask pretty coarsely. Will we feel in the tent that we're included in one another, we're raising man, mad is coming down, we will feel it?
Yes, you will feel this. Because this is simply the way the patsuf functions, you're going to feel it. You cannot have it in any other way. Someone behind you.
Rav, my question is, so in order to reach this state that Kabbalah teaches us to receive in order to give, all that we need to correct in the world is just connection. That's it. Right?
No.
Well, so what's your question? This is right, yes. This is correct. You see, we're going back to such simple, seemingly simple facts. Who was there?
Sí, Rab, una pregunta de Renard de Argentina.
Question from Renard from Argentina.
Luego de rezar para que desde la unión pidamos a Boré que haga nuestro deseo como el suyo.
After praying for from the Creator to make our desires His desire, to change our nature from egoistic nature to His nature of bestowal, after the effort throughout the day to hold on to this intention, to this demand, I don't feel like it was a good bargain. The joy doesn't appear.
construcción del rezo o en sostener este pedido?
Where is the failure in the is it in the structure of the prayer or holding on to it?
It's the fact that you don't appreciate the connection. That's why you don't have joy. You don't value the connection. Gladness is a result of a good actions. You haven't done an action you consider to be good. That's why you don't have gladness. Is this clear? Who's over there?
Good day, Rav, dear friends. I'm David from Mexico. How can I do it so my friends from the 10 will feel joy from the work for the Creator?
Again?
How can I make my friends feel joy from working towards the Creator?
Show them an example. Set an example. Working in a ten and being happy. Set an example for them to see that you are in the ten and you're willing to help them in whatever is required, whatever you can, and you're happy because you have the opportunity to do it. And certainly for beginners, they will be a bit unclear. They're going to think you're just a fool. What are you doing this for? Why are you running around doing all these things all of a sudden? But bit by bit, they'll grow and they'll hear and they will appreciate it.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav.
I remember when I came to the group, I saw people who were so happy about running around, doing all kinds of stuff. And one of them even came to me and said, you need something, right? Just say what? I'm going to run and do it for you. And then I didn't know what he's talking about. He's going to run for me? Until I started understanding that this is the right shape, the right way to work among friends in the group. Yes. It's not simple. Until a person gets this. And I want to say something very important. Whoever really has a very dense, heavy point in the heart, dark one, has a greater resistance to the work of the group. His resistance is greater because he has to lift a bigger kli, so it's harder for him to start working with it. It may take years and years until he even starts hearing what we're talking about. But before that, he can't. He's blocked. His ears are blocked. His eyes are... His mind cannot turn itself. He can't disconnect from his own ego. It rules over him. It grabs him in a way that... Nothing to do about it. Only patience. Patience, patience, patience. Years and years, 10, 20, 30 years, as Bala Sulam says, until it may open for him. But if this is, we're talking about an eternal business, so what is 30 years? It doesn't take that long in our times, but still, be ready for it to take a few years. Okay? What?
If I attain this flirt with the Creator, like with a woman, will the 10 lose something from that?
Why does it lose anything?
Этот процесс он очень глубокий, и как будто там есть только я, Творец.
This process is very deep, and it's as if there's only me and the Creator there.
О котором вы говорили, что постоянное устремление достичь его.
And this deficiency you spoke of, you know, you always want to attain it.
Вот именно сейчас, когда есть это, как бы сказать. Ну, во время этого флирта десятка, она как будто это не товарищи, а какие-то волки пытаются вырвать силой.
I feel during this flirt, the friends are not friends, they're like wolves that are surrounding me to tear it, pry it from me. Rav, continue, this is good. This is good. Okay. We have 20 more minutes. Have anything urgent to ask women? No. Good.
А вот в начале урока вы сказали про важность подготовки.
The beginning of the lesson, you spoke of the importance of preparation before sleep. And the importance of waking up properly.
What is the
special importance of these two times, before sleep and after sleep? If we say that we have to yearn long for the Creator 24/7. Rav, but how can I promise myself that I'll wake up in the right state? Immediately ready, prepared for work, that I'll wake up in such a way that as if I never separated from the Creator. I was in contact with Him even during my sleep. I have to care about it. What you don't just say 24/7. If we say 24/7, it means that during the sleep, I make sure to not disconnect from the Creator. It has to be like that.
No.
Rav, buongiorno. Voglio fare una domanda da parte di un mio amico di decina.
I have a question from my friend in the tent.
Lui me l'ha fatta sulla chat, quindi evidentemente vorrei che rispondessi tu.
Maybe you've answered it, but I wanted to ask it nevertheless.
Prima o poi si torna, poi si sente la differenza. La domanda è: come riportare sempre la sensazione del congresso, sempre qual è l'interruttore che apre la connessione sempre in ogni momento.
At one point, the differences between us will reappear. How do we keep restoring the state of the congress between us? What is that switch? We can turn on and bring back the state of the congress. Rav, every day you have 3 hours of congress. During the morning lesson. Please. I can't create any other congress more than that. There's an hour or a bit more in the evening that we're doing. We will have, you know, another week during Passover. I intend for us to have a good study, like a congress, but a whole week we have. Later we'll see, maybe towards the congress in America, maybe we'll have something else in the middle before. Maybe on the way we'll hop somewhere, have a local or regional congress, like we said, with the Italian group. It could be any other group, it's not important to me. Not only the West, also the East. I'm willing to go only in order to awaken everyone. I'll try to do anything in my power. Please, but again, I'm saying, what you just received, if the following day you already come or don't come to the lesson like that, I promise to you that nothing will come out of it. You have to determine for yourself the lesson daily. You can't go for 24 hours without, you know, being in the same lesson as we have here. If I'm on a plane and I'm not giving a lesson, there's a recorded lesson. You have to hear it and be with it. Also, during the lesson, to be in contact with a friend. These are necessary things. There's nothing you can do about it. Why are we in this world?
Lady, no?
Yes, lady. Who's there?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Mi pregunta es la siguiente.
Well, my question is as follows. The question, the joy, is a decision?
¿Cómo llega a nosotros esa sensación de alegría?
How do we, should this feeling of happiness come to us? Rav, by being in a state where I'm walking towards the Creator in order to discover my eternity, my wholeness in all of creation. This should be the source of happiness. Because I'm advancing towards love with others. Because I'm doing something good to all of humanity and to the Creator. There are many seeming, you know, these lines that you can tell yourself about why you enjoy. And after all, if we are in a complete business, meaning we are in humanity, which is whole, which is eternal. Already I have joy from this. Nothing ends. Everything becomes good. I don't know. I don't see reasons to be sad. I don't see any reason for that. If I get angry, if I become sad, it's because I cannot invest enough forces in dissemination. That there's an opportunity to bring the correction quicker and something hinders me. That's why you may see me get angry and yell and unhappy. That's only because I have a deficiency in succeeding in dissemination. Out of what was given.
Hello, Rav. If I become aware of my evil inclination, would that draw delight in order to correct my intention?
Of course, even before that. Okay. We have more women there. I'm letting the ladies ask. They don't have as many opportunities to ask.
Queridísimo Rab, buen día. Consulta.
Dear Rav, good day. A question. Consultation. During the Congress or during a lesson sometimes, there's a situation of descent. In this state, the best thing to do for the friends and the ten is to behave as if I'm glad, or should I talk about the descent itself?
You shouldn't talk about the descent, first of all, because it's incorrect that there is a descent. It's always an ascent, but we interpret it as a descent, part of it, part of the general ascent. It is written, you elevate in holiness and never bring down. However, the fact that they bring up in us the will to receive, and before it is corrected, we feel it as a descent. It's what we feel, but it's not that it's a descent. It's an ascent in the ladder, but on the left leg, left foot, and then it's, this is right, and then left and right, left and right, and that's how we climb up the ladder. So don't think this is a descent. Okay. We're done with women? Oh, there's many more.
Rav, di nuovo sull'importanza della divulgazione hai risposto adesso all'amica.
One more question about dissemination. It was sent from a friend from Italy.
Allora, come donne che abbiamo magari poco tempo libero tra lavoro e famiglia,
che nashim shesh lanu ulai ktsat zman ben avoda va mishpacha. As women. As women, we have some time, for maybe we have just a little time free with all the work and family. So what's more important, the dissemination, the 10, or
a normal life,
or the morning lesson? What's the priority if we're talking about the study, dissemination, and the 10?
For women, I cannot say. I cannot say. Women are exempt from time-related mitzvot, commandments, corrections. If a woman has important things to do at home, in the family, she has to take care of that first of all. Such things that you cannot not do. She has to do it. This is considered as part of the correction of the world.
Ma nel tempo libero che voglio dedicare, che cosa faccio? Preferisco una lettura, un incontro di decina o la divulgazione?
The question is about the free time. What am I supposed to prefer?
Dissemination. For a woman, there's nothing more important than dissemination. Men, first of all, connection, and then dissemination. For a woman, first of all, dissemination, and then connection.
Рав, приветствую. Огромная благодарность вам и всем участникам конгресса за тот прорыв, который мы совершили.
Рав, we have great gratitude to you and to all those who took part in the Congress for the breakthrough we've made. We've received the upper light, and now we can pass it on through the Kabbalistic Wi-Fi to all our tens.
Молитву за товарищей в десятке, мы можем переходить из сердца этой десятки к молитве за весь мир.
Does that mean that now we are in a new degree? Can we pass on from the prayer for the 10 to pray for the whole world?
Of course we can pray for the whole world. We have to do it. We must. And this all stems from our actions in the 10. But first of all, the 10. Without it, we cannot advance. First of all, the 10. That's for men. For women, it's a little different. For women, external dissemination is, nevertheless, can be more important than the 10. It depends on the states. We will talk about it. We'll be in contact. I'll try to answer all your questions. For the time being, of course. Come on, you can ask daily. No. Last lady.
Yes, hello. This is a question about dissemination. In the last lesson in the Congress, you said that when we're disseminating to the 99% of the world, what we should disseminate is the integral education without Kabbalah. Now, when we do this, there are other methods that sound as if they're the same.
I don't care about it.
Should we develop the explanation about why we are unique?
No, we need nothing. We need to publicize what we have and not be confused with other methods. I'm not a psychologist and I'm not a philosopher. That's why I have no confusion about it. And if you have confusion, it's your problem. I understand you have such confusion, but I have nothing more to say. Nothing. I'm not involved with other methods. I don't care about them. I don't study them, really. You shouldn't look at them. Otherwise, I have to adjust myself to them, how they appear, you know, against the background of my method, how my method appears against the background of the other methods. It's very, very bad. Okay? Now, we'll give the mic to... Yes.
Okay, friends. Now what's about to happen is we're going to have a break until 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have a meal over here. And then we're gonna set the tables. In the meantime, then we're gonna have a meal. Before we explain what's gonna happen, we want Roy Meron's help.
לחיים, לחיים חבר.